Guru Giver, thank you so much for joining us here on Breakfast with Refilwe. You've been familiar with this shift in legislation and what government is proposing. Won't you frame it for us, please?
Morning, Refilwe. First of all, thank you for having us. Sure. I think the interesting thing is that what government is now doing is layering a very high level of security to an individual who's opening up a cell phone account in terms of RECA by making sure that the identity document that is submitted to open a RECA or to do a SIM swap actually belongs to the individual who holds that identity document, which is a very high security and very important thing to do, given the fact that SIM swap fraud is rising year on year, approximately 91%.
That's massive. It's not just SIM swap fraud, but we're also having, from what we've heard from our Minister of Home Affairs, massive identity document fraud. And so this sounds as though it would curb that to a large extent.
Yeah. The most important thing I think that we need to remember is currently to do a SIM swap or to open up a cell account, you need to submit your identity document anyway. And that identity document has your biometric. So it has Refilwe's biometric photograph on that identity document. What you as Refilwe want to know is that the individual who's submitting it is actually you. And the only way to do that is to make sure that the individual submitting it matches the identity document inside using a form of biometric. So there will be a massive clamping down on identity fraud in that space as a result of this draft regulation.
Certainly. So now, when we speak about biometrics, there's a range of options that we might have. Is it going to be retinal, fingerprinting, face recognition?
Yeah, that was one of the surprising things for us in terms of the draft regulation, is that there's, exactly as you say, iris, and there's face authentication, fingerprint. There's a wider range that the regulator is permitting the network operators to deploy. I think we'll see a consolidation towards face, the reason being that you can confirm a face relative to an identity document, where you cannot, of course, confirm a retinal scan or a voice biometric relative to an identity document. So even though the regulator allows it quite wide, we're predicting a consolidation towards face, as we've seen in the financial services and banking sectors.
And Guru, if I'm feeling nervous about my information, fair enough, the government has my face in my ID, the government has my fingerprints on my driver's license. But if, for example, it's now being collated by a telecoms company, and then again, they often have various shops that are not necessarily the Vodacom, Cell C or MTN shop, but might be related, where I may try and do my RECA, how comfortable am I about the data that's being collected being safe?
I think, Refilwe, it's very important that we're very alert towards it. This is our most sensitive form of personally identifiable information in the form of your biometrics. I think you are well positioned to be alert and to carefully read the draft regulations and to interrogate in public and direct forums how that biometric data will be stored and how it will be handled. I think the reality, though, currently is that we are, as I said earlier, in a cell phone store or many of the independent branches, we are currently submitting our biometric, albeit in the form of the identity document photo. So tacitly, we've already allowed that to occur, and we need to, I think that this draft regulation is bringing that security protocol into the spotlight, which is actually good, because that biometric is already in circulation. But I think you're right, we need to make sure that that biometric data is only stored for the period and for the purpose that it is required, and the draft regulation is quite specific that it should only be used for this specific purpose and nothing else.
I mean, there's always that's in the legislation, and then the problem is sort of ensuring that it does happen. Your company, of course, Identify, is experts in this. As an average person, even if I wanted to comment on the legislation, the draft legislation, I wouldn't even know what that means when I say ensure. Do you know what I mean? How do we ensure? Who are the people who will keep an eye on government?
Well, I think the network operators will be regulated in terms of ICASA, and then, of course, the information regulator who implements and monitors POPI will ideally advise the ICASA and the network operators on how to handle the data. I think when we talk about what it means and how to store it securely is that there are ways to secure biometric data so that it's not recognizable to the human eye, so that it cannot be generated or reverse engineered to relate to your face. There are biometric hashes that can be deployed. There are de-identification methodologies that can be deployed to make sure that although subsequent verification of you can occur, even if that database is breached, the security protocols protect your privacy. And I think you can take it up directly with the information officers of the network operators, with ICASA or the information regulator.
I was going to let you go, Guru, but we've got a WhatsApp that's come through from a listener saying my bank uses Identify and they won't register my biometrics because apparently my ID picture, which is almost 20 years old, and my current face don't match, or when he or she was 20 years old, and their current face doesn't match. Can their technology not account for your face changing over time? I don't want to eventually be locked out of accounts because I don't look the same. I'm an actor and can look quite different on a regular basis.
That's very surprising to me. So thank you very much for that WhatsApp. I think the best way to deal it is to respond that generally, this is, everything has statistical relevance. Face match algorithms are exponentially better at matching faces than humans, and they generally account very well for wide age groups. 20 years is actually a relatively small age group to decline. So I think the easiest way is to offer my email, which is public anyway, or ideally to info@identify.com, spelled IIII, and undertake to respond to that individual within 48 hours with a clear idea of why not.
Thank you so much, Guru, and I'll have our team text them your email as well. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a good day, Rachel.
All right, Guru Giver, co-founder and CEO of Identify. You're